morning and welcome. This is the virtual commission meeting of September 8th, 2020. Due to the public health emergency caused by COVID-19 and is authorized by Governor DeSantis' Executive Order 2069 as extended, today's special City Commission meeting is being held virtually with elected officials and city staff participating via Zoom. So here's how you participate. Although there will likely not be any comments, I'll still explain the process. Here's what you can do. First of all, to join the meeting, you can go to Zoom on your Zoom app at zoom.us, or you can go on telephone and dial 312-626-6799 or toll free 877-853-5257. That's 877-853-5257. Now, the webinar ID number is the following, so I'm going to give it to you, and I'll say it twice if you don't get it the first time. 819-849-64001#. That is 819-849-64001#. Although there will not be audience participation from the public, because this is not a public hearing meeting, if you you would hit either the raise hand icon or star 9. So with that, we're going to start our meeting, and I'm going to ask, let's see who is the victim today. Jimmy Morales, our city manager, please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and let's see if we get it just right.
All right, everyone, put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. That's how it's done. All right. Jimmy, are you going to take us through the meeting? I don't see much of an agenda.
Sure. I don't know if he needs to read the agenda.
Ralph, we can't hear you.
Here we go. We are doing R7A, which is a resolution of the Mayor and City Commission of the City of Miami Beach, Florida, adopting the 2020 Miami-Dade County Local Mitigation Strategy, LMS.
Okay, we're required to
do that. Mayor and Commissioners, thank you for this hopefully brief meeting that was held on notice. But given the fact that we are in the middle of hurricane season and in the middle of a pandemic, it was important to be responsive to a request we received from Frank Rollison, who is the county emergency management coordinator, who's on this call as well to answer any questions, as well as our DEM coordinator at MESIS. FEMA requires local governments to have the local mitigation strategy that's been approved in order to remain eligible for federal and state, both disaster and non-disaster funding. And over the years, the city has made it, use that to finance resiliency and mitigation projects. About a week or so ago, by the way, the county is the designated local coordinator of local mitigation strategy program, and they prepare a single unified plan that includes the municipal elements. So we provide, and each city works with the county to create that one unified plan. A week ago or so, Frank Rollison reached out to all the city managers and said that the word he was getting from, I guess it was either state or FEMA, was that the county, I guess, had approved the plan, they needed the cities to approve the plan by September 15th in order to remain eligible. So we quickly responded and got this meeting scheduled for today. Since that time, I think it was last Friday, Frank reached out to the city manager and said, well, he got a clarification. They needed one city to at least approve it before the 15th. We were the only ones, I think, at that point scheduled. So we are taking one for the team, I guess, for the rest of the county. The other cities will eventually have to approve as well. But it is an important thing, I think, to get approved and make sure that the county, which includes ourselves, are in a position to be eligible for funding in case we need and those issues do come up. I don't know, Chief Messis, if there's anything you want to add from the city perspective or Frank from the county perspective. But essentially what we're asking today is to approve the overall county local mitigation strategy program with our elements, which were provided by our staff to that program. Chief or Frank?
Mr. Manager, Mr. Mayor, commissioners, the only thing I want to add is that there's a community rating system. Last time that we approved this plan, we were a class 6. Right now we're a class 5. We've been approved by 1, largely because some of the programs that we have here in the city and the LMS. So again, I think it's a beneficial program, the LMS, and I recommend approval.
Thank you.
Frank, do you want to say anything on behalf of the county?
No, I'm good afternoon, everybody, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. I'm happy that you all have stepped up to do this. We're under the gun to get one. We've heard there are others that are trying to. I tried fighting County Hall to be able to get us to do a special meeting on this, and they said they couldn't pull this together. So happy that you're doing it. And as Juan was saying, this is a money flow operation. And it is the methodology that the state uses to access these federal funds that are becoming more and more emphasized on the mitigation side. So hopefully some of these plans that people are putting together are not going to continue to be an after the fact that the disasters happen, but hopefully we're going to start opening up the purse strings a little bit and get some of these projects done. When everybody talks about how $1 spent ahead saves $4 and $7 and all that, and afterwards, that we'll be able to get some of these projects going. And this is just, this particular step is to keep the current plan operational, that it stays, that it doesn't get stopped. So if there's any funding or any projects that are going on throughout the entire county, that funding will continue. So I appreciate you doing this for the entire county.
We're happy to be.
The mic. Mayor, that's it.
Any questions? Jimmy, I'm going to see if I have some questions from any of the commissioners. Okay. I don't see anyone wanting to be asking a question. Jimmy, you got any more to add?
No, that's it. I think it's probably just a resolution voice vote. And if someone made the motion, that'd be great. And then that way we're all in good shape for the mitigation funding going forward.
Moved by the vice mayor. I'll second it. Let's show it passed unanimously without objection. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that was all I have on the agenda. That's it. Quick.
Listen, enjoy the month, and we'll see you in a little bit. And next week, I think we got some meetings.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.